Welcome to your deep dive. Today we're digging into just one source, but it's a really powerful one you sent over. It's a blog entry from June 2025 by Abdulaziz in Nigeria.
Yeah, he writes monthly, sharing his experiences with visual impairment since he was 16.
Exactly. And our goal here is to unpack what he says about hopelessness, how he felt it, and then look at the path he outlines towards, well, towards hope, all based just on his words in this post.
And what's really striking about this entry is how specific he is. He doesn't just say hopeless. He gives us this kind of vocabulary for it. Mm-hmm. He lists out 8 distinct feelings.
That's right. It's incredibly precise. Yeah. He mentions despair, which for him was like feeling totally defeated, and resignation too, that sort of heavy feeling of just accepting things, thinking nothing can change.
Mm-hmm. And pessimism is right there with it, isn't it? Just expecting the worst, that things won't ever look up.
Yeah.
He also talks about detachment, which sounds like feeling cut off, maybe from people, maybe even from himself, leading to isolation.
Right. Then there's powerlessness. This feeling of having absolutely no control over your life or what's coming next.
And helplessness kind of goes hand in hand with that, doesn't it? Feeling like you just can't act, can't even make basic choices.
Definitely. He also includes something really deep. Loss of meaning, the sense that life just has no point, no value.
It's just huge. And the last one he lists, the 8th state, is emotional numbness, like being totally cut off from your own feelings, just empty inside. It's quite raw.
It really is. It's such a detailed self-analysis.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did this, you know, show up in his actual life, according to the post?
Well, he connects it directly to his situation there in Nigeria. He mentions years of staying back at home.
Right. And he has that little bit of dark humor, saying he wasn't exactly the Minister for Home Affairs.
Exactly. It gives you a real sense of that isolation he must have felt, doesn't it?
It does.
And it's from that place, described so clearly, that he starts talking about a shift, a change in his thinking.
Okay, so this is where things kind of shift in the post. He writes that he very deliberately started thinking about how he could be someone who will make an impact, be honorable, and be known throughout the world.
It sounds like a really conscious pivot, moving away from those internal feelings he just described, the despair, the powerlessness.
Towards looking outward, towards aspiration, purpose.
Yeah. And he's really clear in the blog about why. Why this specific shift?
Right. He says it point blank. This new mindset, focusing on making an impact, would help to substitute my hopelessness with hopefulness.
That word substitute is key, isn't it? It's like an active replacement.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And he adds that crucial phrase, even as a visually impaired person.
Mm-hmm. Which underlines it's not just happening to him. It's a strategy he's choosing.
Yeah, using that pursuit of purpose as his specific tool, his method, to actively fight back against those feelings of hopelessness he laid out, despite the challenge he faces.
It really highlights this connection he's making between his internal state, you know, how he feels inside, and his external focus. How aiming for purpose and agency can directly counter those feelings of being powerless or detached, or like life has no meaning. It's his personal path forward, really.
So let's wrap up this look at Abdulaziz's June post. We've seen how he defined hopelessness with that incredibly detailed list, those 8 feelings.
Right. And then we traced his very deliberate turn towards seeking impact, seeking purpose, as his chosen way to actively substitute that hopelessness with hope.
And bringing it back to you, our listener, maybe hearing this journey, seeing someone name their struggle so precisely and then consciously choose a path like this, maybe that resonates.
Yeah.
How does it connect with how you think about challenges, about finding your own direction?
And that leads to one final thought, sparked by the very last line of the blog entry you shared with us.
Yeah. He ends it with, "My story continues next month."
Exactly. So finding hope, especially when you're dealing with something significant and long-term like visual impairment since your teens, maybe it isn't a destination you just arrive at.
If it's presented as this ongoing journey, this continuous process,
yeah,
what might that mean for how you view seeking hope in your own life? Something to think about.